We're all set to go, Tim? Good evening, good evening. Let's get going before anybody else shows up. All right, like to call the annual meeting of Town of East Troy to order. The order of business will be as the agenda. If you don't have one, please pick one up, as well as the meeting minutes. Is there anything anybody would like to add to the agenda that would probably be under five other business? Anyone want to say anything that they're going to be bringing up? Anybody? Okay, and I'd like to also announce that anything that's discussed at this meeting will be taken under advisement by the board. This is not a board meeting, so we will be taking no action tonight at all. Okay, let's make that clear. Okay, with that, take a few minutes to look at the minutes from the April 13th, 2010 annual meeting.
Do we have to?
Don't have to, okay. Yes, sir.
I'll make a motion that we waive the reading of the annual meetings from Tuesday, April 13th, 2010.
Second. All right, we have a motion and second to waive the reading.
Who was the second? Doug. Okay.
All right, any discussion at all? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, we have waived the reading. Well, we will. A couple minutes to read it.
Anybody?
I'm still, there's two people still reading.
Oh. I'll make the motion.
Kim has made a motion to approve
the minutes. Approve the minutes as presented.
As presented. Do we hear a second to approve the minutes? All right. Bob Zielinski, second. All right, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is the 2010 audit review.
The green packet. There's not much to say except that we had a excess of revenues last year of $73,904. A good chunk of that has to do with the fire district giving us a credit last year of about $22,000. And then other expenses were kept down. Let's see.
Kim, for the sake of the audience, is there some specifics that you can cite as to how the town has kept the expenses down?
There was just certain things like the fire district giving us a credit. Booth Lake Memorial Park gave us a $3,000 credit. Our state insurance also gave us a rebate last year of about $4,000. It was just a bunch of cumulative things. If page through the packet, it shows our general obligation debt. All our debt is due to roadwork loans. That's about it, unless anybody has any questions.
Have you figured out yet, or do we know what the effect on the town's going to be from the state budget?
We discussed that last night, and it's about an $82,000 cut in 2012.
And then it was brought to my attention that they're also pulling back $10,000 this year in recycling, so technically that raises it to $92,000.
Yeah. So they're taking about 40% of our recycling grant back.
That's about 1/10 of our tax levy.
So. It's a big hole.
And then they're also not allowing any overage on the, you know, normally they let you go, well, they had caps for the past 5 or 6 years.
Like 2% or 3%?
And this year, it's a 0% increase on the cap. So there's, you're squeezed on both ends. No revenues coming in and no way to raise the levy to pay for it. So it's basically cut back on what you've already been having in service.
So we won't be plowing next year. Yeah. Just kidding.
Ms. Gordon? Yes.
I just have a question. How will you manage with the gas increases? How will that impact the mileage?
And that's, we have seen huge, especially with the February snowstorm, we've seen huge increases in our tax bills. I mean, granted, that is a seasonal thing, but even the regular bill for the police squads, I mean, that's gone up. I mean, used to be about $600 a month, then it was $700, now it's $900. I mean, it's really, you know, increased. So, if anyone has any ideas?
Well, I should add, though, that the 0%, that's just automatic, but they do allow towns under 2,500 to vote an increase on the at the annual meeting. And for towns over 20, municipalities over 2,500, you can put it out at referendum.
And that wouldn't pass anyway.
Well, probably not, but that's the option they give you.
Yeah.
Isn't a referendum going to cost us more money ultimately, though?
Well, it costs money to do that.
It costs money to do an election. To have
so again, another unfunded mandate.
Yeah. Pretty much. It'll be a challenge, I'll give you that. We'll probably have to start our budgeting process a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. and we'll be brainstorming a lot, and it would be fair to assume that something's going to have to give there. The amount of costs that expenditures we really have here are kind of bare bones, so what do you want to cut? Okay. Yes, there is a way to possibly increase revenue. Of course, that would be by referendum. The cut in the recycling grant, I would presume, depending upon if we can renegotiate that contract with Veolia, which is a possibility. If not, I would believe that cut would cost every person about $1 per month on their garbage pickup. So if it's 144 this year, what is it,
153.
So there is an accelerator in that contract. It would cost a living, but there also could be a surcharge on top of it for the loss of that recycling grant. So that's probably how that portion could be resolved. But again, reopening the contract is an option because in the five-year contract, it does say that if any of the state laws, state or local laws change in regards to solid waste or recycling, either side can ask to reopen the contract. So that possibly could be what's going to happen there. But either way, it's going to be a challenge. What happened basically, the state's, you know, $3.6 billion in the hole in the next biennium, and taking that money and saying, okay, it's going back to local control. We're not going to give you that money anymore. You guys take care of it. So in effect, it's a tax shift. Instead of paying it on your state tax and increased state tax, it'll be probably an increase in the local tax within limitations.
And again, 0%.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and it doesn't make sense to take a loan out for anything because why borrow something against something you can't pay for later? Yeah. You know, you have to raise the money to pay back the loan, so it's just kind of a no-win situation.
Okay. Any more questions on the financial report before we take a motion to approve it? Any other questions for Kim? Kim does a great job. Challenging job. All right. Yes, sir.
I move that we approve the 2010 audit review.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the audit review. We have a second.
Second.
I think Victor was slightly ahead. Victor Granitz. Slightly. Victor Granitz. Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the 2010 audit review. Any further discussion at all? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries to approve that. All right, we have to set a date for the next annual meeting. And according to the calendar, Kim, what is that date?
Next
Don't know?
I thought I looked it up, but then I don't know where I put my notes.
Well, let me look. It's, that's only this year, right?
Yeah.
Let me see if my BlackBerry goes out that far.
It'll be on the second Tuesday of here.
All right. January, February, March, April, second Tuesday is the 10th. 4, 10, 12. 7 p.m. So we'll need a motion from the electors to set that date at April 10th of 2012, 7 p.m. Mr. Doran, we need a second.
Feinbrink.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve that date. Any further discussion at all? Seeing no objection. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Fifth order of business is other business. Anything to be brought up by the electors? So far, so good.
You guys, please feel free to give us some suggestions on budgeting for this coming year.
Well, we have a budget workshop. I think that's one.
Well, I'm encouraging them to turn out for it and help us work through that.
Can you save money by using sand and salt instead of just salt?
That actually, Greg does do that already. The question comes down to the balance between safety and cost.
Yeah.
He's already using a mixture in there. It's not 100%. There are several municipalities that use 100%, and they claim it's more effective because it's more efficient. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's a cost involved there with the mixing of sand. So that is something I'm sure when we get to the budget workshop, we'll be telling him to reach further into that bag of tricks on costs there, because snow removal and ice control is a fair part of public works costs. So, what, you write that one down?
She got that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. No, you know the numbers.
Well, the biggest two portions of it are the police department and the DPW. And I'd have to say the DPW because that includes any capital expenses like plow trucks and all the maintenance for that, but also road work, which is, you know, like our biggest expense throughout the year. So
that is the largest.
Yes. Yeah.
And that DPW cost too is also weather driven. You know, if we have a lot
Absolutely.
Of weather related events in the winter for the snow, or we have a summer tornado, those sort of things are going to really tax our DPW. I know that we have a reciprocal agreement with some of the surrounding areas where they help or we go help if the need exists, so that the costs are kept minimal there too. But that might be something else that we have to take a look at.
You said that things are weather driven. The snowstorm in February cost us over $12,000, which for a little, our town like our size, that's a lot of money. You know, I know like the city of Milwaukee, they were in the millions of dollars, but Greg is working with the county for FEMA money.
That has been submitted. The governor got the numbers from all the counties, which got all the numbers from the towns. That was submitted to FEMA at least a month ago or 2 months ago.
That was a preliminary. Now they're getting to the nitty-gritty.
So it hasn't been determined yet if we're going to be declared an emergency. We did declare that event a local emergency, so we are eligible. The question is will the federal government
help? Yeah.
And if they do, that would certainly help us. You know, basically get one free snowstorm.
Yeah.
So.
Do we constantly monitor the agreements with the Village of East Troy for fire and police protection so we make sure the amounts are always fair to the town?
That has been done, but I tell you, our expert is right there. Dave, would you like to say a few words about how we keep track of that?
I'm sorry, I missed your question.
Emergency services, not police.
You don't have to plow in February, March, you know.
No.
Are we going to Florida with you?
I was just wondering, do we monitor the contracts and the amount of fires in the town and in the village and everything, the calls, to make sure that the town is being charged fairly compared to the village?
Well, I'm trying to make sure that the town doesn't pay any more than it has to. To that end, we have changed. There's only one thing we can change. It's set by formula of the contract of the four municipalities that signed the contract, and there's a formula that we have to follow. The only variable is what percentage of some of our overhead items, which is we call our administrative items, is applied to each, to the fire, to the rescue department. And we've adjusted that a little bit over the last 2 years, and we'll be adjusting it a little bit more this coming year, which will give the town a slight relief. Not a lot, $3,000, maybe $2,000 is what they pay. To significantly change it any more than that, we have to go back and renegotiate the thing. I think Bob will tell you that negotiating that contract is not something we really would have. Yeah, you know, we try it, but you're not going to get it. If they're getting the best view, you think they're going to change where the day is? So, with a little luck. Now, we did out of, not this last budget, but two before that, where you've got your $22,000 credit, we did cut our cost 10% each year. This year, we had to go up, I think we went about 5%, and we'll be starting our budgeting process rather early.
Just remember 0% increase.
Okay. Right. No, I was thinking negative numbers.
Well, that works too.
I will shoot for some negative numbers if there's some way that we can cut our expenses now, particularly for a 1 or 2 year period. The department is in good shape right now, quite frankly. We've got good equipment. We're funded fully for our 24/7 emergency people on duty, so we always have one person IV tech quality or level or above on the house at all times. So we're in good shape. There's certainly no reason for us to have to go out and do anything. We've got, just thinking out loud, I don't want to get myself in too much trouble, but we do have some equipment that is being, we have a 5-year capital plan, and we do have some equipment that all the municipalities are putting aside a substantial amount of money for. Maybe we can tweak that and push it out a year and cut back something on that and do something. We'll certainly look at it. Because I'm the same boat you're on. My big question is what the school's going to do. That's not for this group.
I can already smell a referendum there.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about it. But anyway.
David, thank you.
What are you doing now for EMTs? I always see McQuanah going in the town. Does that have we contract with them now rather than
For an intercept? We contract with them to do intercept. If we pick up somebody that we don't feel qualified to take because they have life threatening, they need more than we can do for them, then the coroner takes them to the hospital.
Oh.
And the more the more runs we make for EMS, the more insurance and Social Security and the people that pay those type of bills we get, and then possibly the more surplus we may have.
Didn't mean to push on the spot, Dave. I just don't
trust the bills. Yeah, David,
yes,
follow up. First of all, thank you for coming. follow up to that.
Okay.
How often, we had mentioned the indexing, how often is that contract indexed for population and number of calls?
Yearly.
It is yearly, so that kind of
answers. The formula goes with values of property values and property values without the improvements, in other words, the value of the land and improvements, and then the number of runs. Okay. And those are all recalculated every year.
Okay. Thank you. Yes?
I noticed on the way in, and hopefully it's just cosmetic, but the building looks like it might need some repair or some help, and I'm not suggesting that we do anything about, you know, a major budget item. But isn't that the building in good repair, and are there things that are going to need to be taken care of?
It's very astute.
Don't you go to any town board meetings.
But what's what we are doing, we are meeting this Friday to potentially approve one of the five bids we have to re-side the building, okay? And of course, the roof is only, what, 8 years old, so it's not, or 10 years old, so that's not it also. But we also have a couple of very good police officers here that also, in their own time, did all this, I don't know how much painting they did, but the police department.
They didn't do all of it. Greg and the DPW and two of the police officers between.
Three, they.
Yeah.
All right. So, and there's new carpeting also in Kim's office, right, as well as the police department.
And the women's bathroom. Check it out.
So, yeah, as you know.
We have an adult sink now.
But yes, as you know, as things become evident, you know, you don't always get way in front of it, and there's always pressure to not act before you have to. It's kind of when you replace a bridge, it's when they start putting load ratings on them, you know, then you say, well, why didn't you fix it? Well, it didn't warrant it before, but once you can't put a heavy truck on it, then it's time to replace it. That's kind of where we're at here, but this place will be getting sited, and you know, there may be future projects. Well, yes, that's this year. Yes. Any other business? Anything? Going once? Twice? Yes, sir.
I make a motion we adjourn the annual meeting.
All right, we have a motion to adjourn.
I'll
second. Yeah, he got in there. Beat him. All right, you got him? All right, we have a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.